Good morning, this is Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE with Mara's Music Mix coming up, a compendium of choice weekend entertainment in Atlanta, handcrafted and cooked to a golden brown by Mara Davis herself. Happy April Fool's Day, Mara.
What a combination of words. That is what makes Steve Goss a host emeritus, when you can come up with a sentence like that. I love it.
Well, it's music and food together.
Good. No fooling. Let's get started with our show at the Buckhead Theater. It is a double bill that I think you'll really like. Dr. Dog and Wild Child. Let me just put the focus on Dr. Dog for a minute. This is a real musician's band. They've been around for a while. This is their ninth album that they're supporting, called Psychedelic Swamp. But they kind of 70s sound. Great harmonies, they really rock out, and if you are a true musician and a music fan, you know how great Dr. Dog are.
They got their first big boost about a dozen years ago, touring with My Morning Jacket. And Jim James, you know, I mean, took him under his wing, and off they went.
If you're a fan of My Morning Jacket, then you probably know and love Dr. Dog. But if you're just hearing about Dr. Dog, that's very, very high on my list. And also Wild Child, the band that's opening up, they're great. They're kind of folk indie Americana, and they're just picking up steam. They are supporting their third album called Fools.
Recorded in Savannah recently.
Now, there you go. Some Georgia roots right there, and a great double bill. That's Dr. Dog and Wild Child at the Buckhead Theater tonight.
So what do you get when you mix Philadelphia blues with hip-hop?
That's G-Love and Special Sauce. That's
yes.
A good combination. Now, their biggest hit is obviously I Like Cold Beverages, which is perfect for a Friday night. But they are so fun live. Do you want to give the real name? Because I know you like...
Garrett Dutton.
That's right. I did. I put that in my notes to make sure we covered that, from Philadelphia to Atlanta. And they are supporting their latest album called Love Saves the Day. And they put on a really, really fun show. Like, good time party music with G-Love and Special Sauce. That's G-Love and Special Sauce at the Variety Playhouse tonight. Steve, I like to throw some light rock on the list for you. And America, I mean, have some of the best, worst lyrics of all time.
Well, you know, you're talking about alligator lizards in the air. The story on that is that originally was meant to mean clouds that he saw, cloud formations, when he was a kid. He remembers that when he wrote the song years later.
That was no experience in Joshua Tree.
I wish it had been, but
it's
pretty mild.
I love the Tin Man, because, you know, the whole Wizard of Oz and all the... I'm a big fan of American music. They'll be playing Symphony Hall. The founding members, Jerry Beckley and Dewey Bunnell, will be there. So they'll be playing all of their hits in a gorgeous venue.
Yeah, I like America. I like their sound. Ventura Highway, despite the funny lyrics. What a great song that is.
And they clearly really loved Neil Young, because it's like Neil Young light.
Yeah, or the Eagles, too. I mean, they got that whole country rock, but they're not even, well, they're Americans, but they began in Britain. They're Air Force brats that were in London when they got together.
Well, all that needs to be mentioned is America. That's America at Symphony Hall tonight.
At Blind Willie's, you've got a show that... I'm looking at it, and I'm going, boy, this is going to be awesome. It's a combination of California and Texas blues musicians coming together. They're touring the country. They've been doing this for several years. Mark Hummel on harmonica. Alan Funderburg, Texas guitarist. So if you like the blues, of course, you know about Blind Willie's, but this show is going to be great.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think we talk about Blind Willie's enough, because that is one of Atlanta's oldest blues bars. And this is a great lineup for a fun blues night out. Golden State Lone Star Review. And it's kind of country meets the blues. So it's a way for you to get out and really get, you know, grimy with this. These guys have been working together for a long time. 17 albums since starting out. And I think this is going to be a really, really good combination of music.
Did I mention Anson Funderburg, who's the guitarist? He's the inspiration for Beavis of Beavis and Butthead. Really, he is, because a guy named Mike Judge, who used to perform with Anson and the Rockets, went on to create the cartoon show and used Funderburg as his inspiration.
I love that. And Mike Judge, an absolute genius. Silicon Valley, coming back, and one of the best shows on TV. Of course, Beavis and Butthead. Anything influenced for Beavis and Butthead, that's a big reason why it has our seal of approval. That's the Golden State Lone Star Review at Blind Willie's tonight. So there are so many of these American singer-songwriter folk singers out there, but I'd like to put a gold star next to a couple of them, and Joe Purdy is one of them. His music's been featured in a lot of shows, but I think he's got that gritty southernness and a fun guy to see live.
Yeah, he was. His music's been on House. It's been a Lost, Grey's Anatomy, of course, you know.
Oh, here we go.
The only music that's not been on Grey's Anatomy are our songs. You know, everybody else's music has been on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but he's really, yeah. You know, that just goes to show that, like, it's very hard to become an Americana artist and to get yourself attention because there's not a lot of radio play, which is where you get the exposure on a lot of these shows. But, you know, he's released 12 albums over 8 years. That's a lot of songwriting to do, and he is very good at it. That's Joe Purdy at Vinyl tonight.
I can still see dancing in the streetlight. Baltimore smiling, raindrops dripping from your way.
There's a guy playing at the Tabernacle on Saturday night you've included on the list who is, he's not just a musician, he's a musical innovator. He gave a TED Talk a few years ago where this guy's a one-man band, and that really does not describe Andrew Bird, does it?
Andrew Bird is an experience. He does so many things. Now, I first got turned on to Andrew Bird from his whistling. You know, the song Fits and Dizzy Spells, the whistling, it just really kind of gets under your skin. And I mean that in a good way. And he's very heady. His new song called Capsized is a rocker. I think it's kind of a departure from what I'm used to hearing from Andrew Bird. I think it totally rocks. His new album is called Are You Serious?
And it comes out today.
Yeah, so I think this would be a good show to see. Formerly from the Squirrel Nut Zippers and now doing his own thing. He's been out on his own for a while, though. The sunrise, that's Andrew Bird at the Tabernacle Saturday night. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Hi, Steve. Back to the music. Belinda Carlisle. I'm so excited.
Do you get weak?
Okay. I love the Go-Go's, still love the Go-Go's, and Belinda Carlisle has been touring solo for a while. She's actually changed a lot. She wrote a book all about her, like, gritty life, drugs, and, I mean, those Go-Go's, they were filthy. Yeah. I love them. So Belinda has since gotten sober. She's gotten into yoga. She's lived overseas. She's now says she's moving to Thailand. She's lived in France. But she has been touring like nonstop. And she's coming to center stage. And I think she can still really sing. She has so many hits. She'll do some of the Go-Go's hits. And then, you know, she had a really good solo career, too.
Yeah, good luck trying to get a seat to the show.
I think she'll be great. Yeah. And she still looks fabulous, too.
Yeah, she does. She's really, I don't know. Back when the Go-Go's came out, and if you're first being introduced to them, the path that her career has taken since then, to me, is a big surprise from what my first impression of the Go-Go's were.
Especially when you read that book. Oh, Steve, you should. I have it. I'll let you borrow it. She's a dirty girl.
You got dog-eared pages in it? That's what I want. I want the dog-eared pages. Mara's dog-eared pages.
Okay. Stay tuned for a follow-up on that. That's Belinda Carlisle at Center Stage Saturday night.
For something completely different, at Georgia State University, Boban Markovic and Marka Markovic, that's a father-son duo, have like a huge brass band from Serbia. And the music they perform is just, well, it's otherworldly to me. It's really something else.
It's something completely different. I like to throw different curveballs in here. And I obviously am a big fan of all kinds of music, but I love how they bill themselves as the best brass of the Balkans. Yes! But a 12-piece brass band. I mean, it's hard to not have a good time with that.
Yeah, and you'll dance. You'll move when they start playing.
Yeah, I'm into that. So that's going to be another great show coming this weekend. weekend, and I'm all about the brass, so this is why this is recommended. Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra at Georgia State at the Rialto on Saturday night. Steve, I put this one on here for you because I know you love...
For me, really?
Yeah, light rock and the oldies. And how many times did you play in your career? That's the night the lights went out in Georgia. How many times?
Way too many. Way too many times.
It's a great song.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, I don't know.
Come on!
Oh, well, okay.
Tells a story.
Yeah,
it's got a beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those songs that...
That's all it takes. What a great song.
You know what I think but that's lacking? You know, 70s rock had great, like, storytelling where you're like, it was like a 30-minute sitcom. Like, you know, there's like the climax and the ending, and, you know, that's...
It should have been a country song.
It should have been. Yeah. Vicki Lawrence, of course, Mama's Family, Carol Burnett. She's a great comedian, actress, singer. And do you know that she does like the Mama's Family bits in the show and the Vicki Lawrence singing as well?
So you get the whole package.
The whole package.
Her whole career.
The night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man.
The one hit and then the Mama's thing.
The why not?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Mama's Family is still funny.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's funny. Yeah,
it's.
I want to see Mama sing. The night the lights went out in Georgia. I want to see Mama do it.
I think Mama's going to be doing some stuff. I have not seen this show, but people are loving it. And you can please hurry up and report back to me after you do. That's Vicki Lawrence and Mama, Steve, at the Jenny Anderson Theater in Marietta.
That's the Cobb Civic Center.
Yes.
So let's go back to the 80s and stay in Atlanta. Band called Uncle Green. Everybody's going, yeah, Uncle Green. I remember those guys. They're going to play What an Experiment His Head Was in their concert. They're back.
I think this is so cool. Uncle Green is a band that I think everybody was really, really rooting for to be one of those great bands from Atlanta. And they still are, and they are back. And they've worked with so many different people. You know, one thing that comes to mind is the Jesus Christ Superstar and the Indigo Girls. They worked together on that. But now they are back. And they have had 8 albums. So now keeping that tradition alive with Geronimo. That's, you know, what we know them for.
Yeah, they played a lot of clubs in Atlanta back in the 80s. They were, I think they recorded at Southern Track Studio. In fact, that album, What an Experiment in His Head was recorded 25 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's unbelievable. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of memories coming up at the Earl when they play there. That's Uncle Green at the Earl on Saturday night. Here's quite a threesome for you. Ry Cooder, Ricky Skaggs, and Sharon White. They're hitting the road, and they're coming to town to center stage. Now, you know, Ricky Skaggs and Sharon White, they've been married for like 33 years. So that says a lot that they can tour, they can play together, they can tour together, and they can still put up with each other. But talk about some music giants. Wow. I think this is a show not to be missed.
Yeah, Ry Cooder has influenced many, many guitarists. And he's influenced a lot of guitarists who may not have been aware of the influence he's had on them. And he was the guy who, I think, was the catalyst for taking the Buena Vista Social Club in Cuba and making that band an international sensation.
No doubt. And seeing that movie and seeing him working with those musicians and the labor that went into it to pull these musicians out of nowhere. And suddenly they became major, major superstars and still continue to tour. I think they wrapped up their last tour or said they were sort of, you know, toning that down, but nevertheless, I think this is a really, really special pairing.
Yeah, you'll have bluegrass, you'll have gospel, some country, and who knows, maybe something else in the show.
You just never know. So that's why it is high on our list. Ricky Skaggs, Ry Cooder, and Sharon White at Center Stage on Sunday night.
On Monday night, after the weekend, one of our favorite bands from the Atlanta area is back on the stage, and again, we have to put the caveat out there that watch out if you're going to be standing near the stage. Watch out for bodily fluids. Watch out for vomit. Watch out for who knows what kind of craziness might be thrown from the stage at you. The Black Lips are back.
I love the way you describe it. I'm like, can you tell I'm looking at you mesmerized? Like, Steve Goss is talking about vomit. This is so good. Part of the 404 festival that's happening, it's actually Black Lips and Young Dro, who is a Bankhead rapper. Black Lips, you know, the original garage band Hellraisers. And they're proud to be inside the perimeter, part of the 404 festival.
Not a show for the kids.
Definitely not.
Come on out with me. Can I take you out? How can I pay you to?
That's it. The Black Lips, Young Dro, and also Difference Machine, part of the 404 festival at Terminal West on Monday night. So another one of those great Americana acts that is, they're just breaking through. And, you know, they are doing well because they're playing two nights at Eddie's Attic. I'm talking about Honey Honey, and that's Ben Jaffe and Suzanne Santo. And they actually started out on Kiefer Sutherland's music label. So they have gotten a lot of attention. But their latest album is produced by Dave Cobb. And Dave Cobb is sort of the guy behind so many of the Americana greats. And so this is maybe changing up their profile because they've been around for a while, so it's kind of like folk, country, soul, and rock all together as one. Actually, I feel like I could see them, you know, in an episode of Nashville, one of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
I think they'll be great to see live, and especially in a room like Eddie's Attic. You know, they're really, really something special. Actually, they're an artist that I see. Leslie Fram, who's originally from, you know, Atlanta, and now does a lot of work with CMT. She's right. A big, big executive there. She is always putting stuff out about Honey Honey on her social media. And so she's actually one of the ones that really turned me on to them. So I'm a big fan.
Well, that's an endorsement.
It is.
Let's go with that one.
Okay. Honey Honey. Playing Monday night, also Tuesday night, over at Eddie's Attic.
Thought I saw a body in the wheel.